We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's bring in Danny White. Danny White, he's been a color commentator for Cowboy Games on Compass Media Networks since 2011. Of course, he's a Sun Devil of Arizona State. But most notably, he is a Dallas Cowboy. And he was part of one of the more iconic games in NFL history. And I know we got to remind him he was on a losing end of it. We had his teammate Drew Pearson on earlier this week. Danny White, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Roast with Joe Shasky, the Butcher, and Bonte Hill.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you.
Man, so how are you feeling about this game? Niners, Cowboys. Oh, man, I know they ruined some things in 81 with the catch. And we were talking to Drew Pearson about that play where you hit Drew Pearson on an in route, post route, and he barely got horse collared by Eric Wright, which could have went for a long touchdown. What do you remember about that play?
Well, it was probably the best throw I made in my life. And it was out of desperation. You know, we only had about 50 seconds left in the game, and I told Drew to run a six route, but to take it 5 yards deeper. And so I took a little more time, and I just dropped back, and I tried to look everybody to the right, and came back to the left, and just threw it. You know, it was one of those kind of balls that you don't read a defense. You just you've got to get a big chunk. And Drew had a knack for reading the flight of a ball and timing his break so that every pass looked like it was a perfect pass. And it was because of the control of his speed. And he did that on this play. And he broke just right in between three defenders. And, it would have been Hail Mary 2 for Drew if it wasn't for Eric Wright's finger. that's what saved him. And then I followed the best play of my life with the worst play of my life, of course, with a little stunt that they ran. And I was trying to throw a ball to Tony Dorsett, which was I've questioned that call for a long time, why we should be throwing the ball to Tony Dorsett. But anyway, I was pulling it back when I got hit, had it in one hand, and of course it came out, and that was that.
I mean, Danny, you're replacing a legend. You're going into San Francisco. You got America's team. That's got to be the biggest woulda, coulda, shoulda moment of your career, no?
Yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, we would have gone on to play Cincinnati in the Super Bowl. That probably, at least in my humble opinion, were the two best teams, talking about San Francisco and us, playing in the NFC Championship game, because it wasn't much of a game the next week in the Super Bowl. The 49ers beat them pretty easily, and I think we would have probably done the same thing. So a lot could have changed on the basis of that one play.
Danny White here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. We were talking to Drew Pearson earlier this week, and you guys had beat up the 49ers a year prior, 59-14. The Niners felt like you guys were up to score. And then we asked Drew, basically, did you see the Niners dynasty coming? Especially after a game like that. And I know they beat you guys in the regular season, the same season they beat mm-hmm. you in the NFC Championship. How did you view the 49ers, especially after beating them 59-14 the previous season?
Well, I did not see. I don't think anybody could have predicted what the 49ers were going to go on to do. Montana was still not really established. Neither one of us played great games in that game, but I thought that we were on track to rebuild those teams from the 70s. We had lost some guys. We had some new guys coming in. So we were kind of in rebuilding mode. But I remember after that game going to the locker room thinking, you know what, that was a pretty darn good year. We got a lot to build on. We're going to come back next year and win it all. And those were my thoughts in the locker room, on the flight going back to Dallas. I was really, really upbeat about our team and the future of our team. And, went to three NFC championship games in a row and just couldn't get a game at home. We kept playing them all on the road, and that makes a difference, especially in a close game. So all three against the Redskins beat us in Washington, and the Eagles beat us in Philadelphia, and then, of course, the 49ers. But I did not see the 49ers going on a run like they did. I saw us going on the kind of a run that the 49ers went on.
You know, Danny, you're replacing Roger Staubach, who's a legend, an absolute legend, one of the all-time greats. And we talk a lot about Jimmy Garoppolo. Look at the quarterback tradition in San Francisco, Montana, and Steve Young. And you know what it's like to have that pressure. Explain to the audience what it's like to be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys and all the scrutiny of replacing Roger Staubach. That's got to be tremendous pressure.
Well, I don't know. It's something that fans and media like to talk about. I backed up Roger for 4 years. So it wasn't a matter of going out there and doing something that I hadn't already done. I'd been doing it. I'm a different kind of a quarterback than Roger was more of a runner. Mm-hmm. And Coach Landry adapted the offense to fit my style. I didn't feel any pressure at all. I got that question every time I walked into an interview room. What's it like filling the shoes of Roger Staubach?
Wow.
And, I honestly don't know how to answer that question because I didn't feel any pressure. All I ever did was just go out and play the game as well as I could play it. I didn't try to do anything. Well, Roger would have done this or Roger would have done that. Not once did I ever say that to myself. I just simply did what I thought was best and what I thought I could do best, and that's all it was. So I didn't feel pressure to fill Roger's shoes. I just went out and played the game.
You know, Danny White, former Cowboys quarterback here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. You've been calling Cowboy games since 2011. How do you see this game shaping out on Sunday? The Cowboys, the Dak Prescott, high-flying offense against a bruising and bullying type of team in the San Francisco 49ers. How do you see Sunday shaking out?
Yeah, the question is, you got to look at who the Cowboys have played the last 3 weeks and who the 49ers have played. 49ers beat the Rams. Cowboys lost to the Cardinals, and those were the only two really significant games that either team has played. And so I got to feel like the 49ers are probably a little better prepared for this game. I feel like the 49ers are trending up. They're getting better. It's amazing when you look at them on paper because they're running the ball well. They've got great running averages, but they don't have a running back. And so I think the key to this game is going to be Deebo Samuel. I mean, it's going to be stopping him, figuring out where he's going to be, what he's going to do, and knowing Kyle Shanahan, he's going to have some wrinkles that the Cowboys haven't seen on film yet.
Yeah.
That's going to be the challenge. What are they going to do with Deebo? Because he can do everything.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with him that's going to catch the Cowboys off guard? And if the Cowboys can control that and keep that to a minimum, then advantage Cowboys. I just don't see it going that way. I see the 49ers as the team that's getting better. They've had tougher competition. They're ready for the playoffs, I think, more so than the Cowboys defense has just got to step up. This has got to be a low-scoring game for the Cowboys to win. If it's a high-scoring game, I favor the 49ers.
Danny, you played for Tom Landry, all right? And Tom Landry is legendary. Jimmy Johnson, legendary. I mean, these coaches for the Cowboys are legends. We have an old audio clip from Bill Walsh talking about the Cowboys that we just love to play, and I want to get your reaction to Bill Walsh here. Play the sound, boys.
This Dallas team, they can't keep their mouth shut, you know? they always like to make press releases out of Dallas how they're going to kick somebody's ass. And they're at it again.
Nothing will be finer than get another chance at the San Francisco 49ers. We'll teach them not to toy with the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm sick of them. I hope you guys are feeling the same way I am.
I love it. That's Bill Walsh, and obviously we chopped in some Drew Pearson in there. Did Tom Landry ever talk like that about the 49ers?
No, Tom Landry didn't talk like that about anybody, even the Washington Redskins. The most brutal he ever got about with anybody was with the Washington Redskins, and even then he built them up, said nothing but nice things about them, and that was Tom Landry's style. Gotcha. Obviously, Bill Walsh was a little bit different, and you know, the thing that's amazing is coaches say stuff like that, but you know, it's not like we went out and volunteered this stuff. It was the writers and the media constantly asking us, what about the 49ers? What are you going to do to the 49ers? And so it was prompted. It wasn't something that we just came up on our own. And yet coaches like Bill Walsh used that stuff, put it on the bulletin board, and used it to fire up their team and did a great job of it. We didn't have that with Coach Landry. We had a coach that was an iconic figure and struck fear on the sideline, I think, a lot of times to opposing teams and players. But he was not a talker, not at all.
That's funny. Danny White here on the Morning Roadside 95.7 The Game, talking about the great Tom Landry. Now, Mike McCarthy gets his time in the sun here Sunday. Dan Quinn, Mike McCarthy, Kellen Moore, they got to coach these guys up. I noticed that the Cowboys are a bit sloppy in terms of penalties. They lead the league in penalties. They're the worst team when it comes to penalties committed every single game. But how about Micah Parsons? This kid is a baller. How are the Cowboys going to utilize him on Sunday against the Niners' dynamic run game? And, of course, you talk about Deebo Samuel, but also George Kittle at tight end. How would the Cowboys utilize Micah Parsons? Can we expect him to maybe shadow George Kittle? How do you think they play it?
Yeah, first of all, Micah Parsons is the defensive equivalent to Deebo Samuel. You know, you don't know where he's going to line up, where he's going to come from, and for a quarterback, you know, I played against Lawrence Taylor, but you always knew where Lawrence Taylor was going to be. He was a great pass rusher, but you always knew where he was going to line up. With Parsons, you don't know. No telling where he's going to come from, and so a quarterback's going to have to find that out. First thing he's going to do when he breaks the huddle, Jimmy G is going to have to find Micah Parsons and account for him and either chip him, put two guys on him, do whatever you're going to do to block him. Because the guy has one speed, and he doesn't wear down. You know, he'll go the whole game and never slow down. And so that's going to be the challenge, I think, for the 49ers offense is going to be to find him and account for him.
All right, Danny, you're a good sport. You're a good sport. We didn't want to rip you too much for the catch game. We did that with Drew Pearson earlier this week.
Nah, you see, Danny.
You're too classy, Danny.
Yeah, I miss quarterbacks punting.
I had just about forgotten it when you guys called me.
Don't turn on NFL Network this week. I'm sure you'll see it again.
Yeah.
Danny White, man. Have a good one. Danny White here in the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.